the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's 9:30. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Langer and Mark Davila.
Hey, it's pop clips time.
That means I kind of assumed.
Plains, we're going to play some clips that may or may not have anything to do with pop culture. But what is what we call it? I don't know. We call it pop clips for some reason.
Yeah, I think you came up with this name. There's not much to it, so I assume you came up with it.
What do you mean? We play clips that
I know.
Are popular.
It's a lot of imagination involved. Pop clips. Yeah.
Listen, we have that fantastic theme song from the Wu-Tang that Wu-Tang wrote for us.
Another brilliant feat of imagination. Yeah.
All right, we're starting off with a clip from the Lang and O'Leary exchange.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I have no idea what channel this is on. I don't know what it is.
What planet did this air on?
It's probably CNN or something, maybe. I don't know. Someone knows, let us know. Write to us. And one of them, I don't know if it's Lang or O'Leary. I think this is Lang, the girl, and O'Leary's the man.
The Langoliers? That was a Stephen King thing. It was a
Lang
book
is the girl, and O'Leary's the man. And Lang gives a statistic about how 3.5 billion people living in poverty.
That's a lot of people,
or
man.
Something like that.
I don't know about
and
that.
Below, whatever. Here's what she says. You'll see her.
Wealth, this is according to Oxfam, of the world's 85 richest people is equal to the 3.5 billion poorest people.
It's fantastic. And this is a great thing because it inspires everybody, gets the motivation to look up to the 1% and say, I want to become one of those people. I'm going to fight hard to get up to the top. This is fantastic news, and of course I applaud it. What can be wrong with this?
Really?
Yes, really.
So somebody living on
I celebrate
a
capitalism.
Dollar a day in Africa is getting up in the morning and saying, I'm going to be Bill Gates.
That's the motivation
the
everybody
thing between
needs.
Me and
I'm
that
not
guy
against
is
charity.
Motivation. I just need to pull up my socks.
I am not,
oh, wait, I don't have socks.
Look,
well,
don't tell me that you want to redistribute
so
wealth again. That's never going to happen.
All,
okay?
What's
you know
her
what?
Solution?
Simple stat like
are
this,
we going to give that dude
bad.
Who
it's
makes
a
dollar a day?
It's a celebratory stat. I'm very excited about it. I'm wonderful to see
don't you want him to work?
I tell kids every day, if you... What's
case
wrong with
comes
this?
Comes up at a cocktail party.
No, Amanda.
One
what's wrong with this statement?
One possible response.
If you
to it,
work hard, you might be stinking rich.
We're talking
one day.
About people in extreme abject poverty. That's how you get 3.5 billion.
No, we're
billion
not. You were just talking about really
category.
Rich people.
No. Okay.
Gotcha. He's right.
That guy clearly doesn't understand what she was saying.
No, I don't think you understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, 85 people equal 3.5 billion. They have the same amount of money as 3.5 billion...
Of the poorest
yeah.
people in the world. Yeah, no, I understand.
Which aren't people in America. These are people who are, like, in third world countries.
Yeah.
They're not becoming billionaires. They're not becoming hundredaires. There's just no way.
No, but I do see his point of...
You're
fucking work your ass off.
Dude, you know that doesn't work.
I live that life. I know it doesn't work.
Then why are you agreeing with them?
It doesn't mean we should...
Why is this good
work?
News? Oh, it's great news that there's a billion poor, more, there's just as many poor.
Well, listen, it's not great news, but still, you fucking work, man. That's all you can do. You know what? You're going to get further working your ass off than fucking doing nothing.
Wouldn't you think, now, I don't know, a lot of people will disagree with me, but wouldn't it be better if everyone was on equal
kill
footing?
Kill the poor.
Wouldn't it be better
what do you mean equal footing?
Everyone had the same amount of stuff.
I know you're a fan of communism.
I am.
Just because someone's going to give you shit? Is that what you want?
There's got to be a way to do it. They did it in Star Trek, Mark.
They're not just giving everything. I don't know. Some Vulcan came up with it. If you can find a fucking Vulcan, you know what? You talk with him and, you know, he'll do some shit.
But if you're looking for an ideal, that'd be the ideal.
It might have been T'Pel. T'Pel might have done it. I don't know.
Because having one person, you know, living in Africa, like she said, living in Africa with no money... Compared to a billionaire, to a Conrad Hilton being on a plane getting in a fight and calling everyone else on the plane peasants. I mean, there's a big difference there.
There is a big difference. What's the point?
And who did more work to get to where they were? The poor person. Conrad Hilton, Tarzan's little brother, didn't do shit to get where he's at.
That's true, but the poor person has nothing. He did all that work to get nowhere?
Well, in some countries, that's just the way it works.
I know. Listen, we all know life isn't fucking fair. Some people have shit, some people don't. What if they decide, okay, we all have the same thing, and it's way less than what you're used to now.
If we all have the
same thing, and we all have a little, you know, a little tiny apartment. We don't need all these TVs. You don't need fucking computers and shit.
What about this?
Who's deciding what level we're going to be at? Mr. Everett should have the
same
thing.
If you go, the poorest people in the world are at a 1, and the richest people in the world are at 100, where are we?
10.
You think it might be a little... Because you're forgetting that there is, like she said, billions of people who are like, they have nothing.
Yeah, they're going to sway that scale.
We'd be rich to that. They're like, oh my God, you're so rich.
In a lot of countries, our lives, we'd be fucking, you know...
We're talking...
We're Bill Gates.
We have a computer in here, and we have clean water.
Yeah, we have cars, we have food.
Forget all that, we have water. We have fucking water, as much as we want.
A roof that doesn't leak.
I pay... Every 3 months, I pay $60 for almost unlimited amounts of water.
Pretty much.
I'm just showering away for an hour. Like, it's so warm. I'm just going to stand here for
a while. You know me.
I'm just going to fucking stand here. I'm not washing. I'm not drinking. I'm standing with water on me.
I take a half-hour shower.
I know. Your half-hour shower, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, half-hour shower.
It's true. I have 2 computers at home, a tablet, smartphone. You know, I'm on the computer on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We have it pretty good.
Next up, we have the Lounge Kittens doing a Slipknot cover. Now, you might not know the Slipknot song, but whatever. It's not relevant. It is relevant, but who cares?
Nothing's wrong.
This is a song called Duality.
Oh, I've heard Duality.
I push my fingers into my eyes. It's the only thing that slowly stops the air.
Are they hot?
They look kind of like... lesbians. They have a style, I don't know.
I'm not really getting a lesbian vibe yet, but it's hard to tell. In the video, they're like running in slow motion.
Well, now they're scissoring, so that might tell.
Yeah, but girls experiment, so I don't know if that means anything. When guys scissor, you know that means they're gay. Chicks do it, that could mean anything.
Do girls really scissor? Can we interview a lesbian and ask them if they actually scissor? It doesn't seem like...
I imagine...
That'd be very pleasurable.
Why wouldn't that be pleasurable?
Seems like a lot of work.
Rubbing genitals together? That's always pleasurable. I don't know where you live. But I would say it's probably not something that is on the table like constantly, but I'm sure it's done, you know, every once in a while.
That's why we need to ask a lesbian, Mark. You're not a lesbian.
I don't need to ask anyone anything.
The only thing you know about lesbians is from watching porn.
I make up answers, and those answers are true. That's all I need.
Next up, we visit our friend Sophia Fashion. I don't believe we visited her last week. It turns out, I don't know how, she's in high school, but she got a brand new Volkswagen Beetle.
Whoa, she has a daddy.
And of course, it's yellow because everything in her life is fucking yellow.
Like her skin. She's Asian.
She's not Asian. But this is her tour of her car because she's not trying to brag, Mark.
I'm not bragging, but here's my brand new
shit. She posted a picture of her car on Instagram and someone asked her. And 9,900 assholes have seen this video so far.
Get the fuck out of here. Who's watching this shit besides us?
Hey, guys. It's me, Sophia Fashion.
Hi, guys.
I'm in my car right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get started.
My dad bought it for me.
Her voice sounds weird.
Why is this song relevant to her car?
I don't know.
Pretty much, I got a car.
It's a shitty mic she has out there.
I'm in love with it. Her name is Miss Daisy, like Driving Miss Daisy, which is this movie from the 80s with Morgan Freeman.
Explain the movie.
It's a really cute movie.
Are you really going to explain the plot of Miss Daisy?
It's kind of sad, but...
I mean, some people might not have seen it.
It's a good movie. Anyway, so in the movie, Morgan Freeman is like a chauffeur.
Well, I drive this
older woman
around.
Named Daisy, and it's really cute. And he like drives her around, and she doesn't want to be driven, so I decided to name the car Daisy or Miss Daisy.
You know what?
Her eyes.
That is a horrible telling of the plot of that movie.
I wanted to do plot...
If I ask, like,
plot description of every movie,
can somebody tell me what's that whole Driving Miss Daisy? What's that movie about? And then you listen to this, I'm like,
there's a guy, he drove her around. She didn't really want to be driven around,
but he did it anyway. Didn't. Like, did he kidnap her? I don't know what we're getting at here.
I wonder, like, her, like, do Ghostbusters? Like, Ghostbusters, like, four dudes, there's some ghosts. They shoot at
them. Three dudes, but they hire another dude later, and there's some ghosts, and they got with ghosts and wiggly lasers.
I don't know, it's a really good movie. It's funny, you know. And scary, like this sort of thing. It's kind of scary. I hid under my blanket for a little while, but it was good.
So I missed like half the movie, but I mean, I still liked it.
I wanted to explain like a really complicated movie like Inception.
A really complicated movie. Inception isn't shit.
Like Primer?
The Primer. If you haven't seen Primer, check it out. You really have to fucking pay attention.
Yeah, it's not one of those movies you put on while you make out.
Yeah, you have to fucking concentrate on this movie to figure out what's going on.
There's these dudes, they were engineers, and they had a garage, and they built a time machine.
But you can only go to the point where you built a time machine, but every time you go back... That's some fucking nonsense.
That'd be good.
Anyway.
I'm here. Yes, my car is yellow on the inside. I'll show you. You'll see more of it in a second. I'm going to show you the inside, and then I'm going to get out and film the outside, which is really awkward.
My pet peeve for these fucking videos, just do it.
I know.
Why are you telling
us? Always.
I will show you this.
Explain to me.
I'm going to do this. I will. Meanwhile, your video is 20 minutes long now because you explained for 10 minutes what you're going to do.
Half the video is you telling me what the video is going to be about. Fucking come on.
That's why I do when I have sex. First, I'm going to lick your pussy for a little while. Then, I'm going to finger you while licking your pussy. Then, I'm going to get out my penis, and I'm going to stick it in and pump it 3 times before I come. Then, I'm going to say I'm sorry and then fall asleep. Is that cool?
Yep. That sounds pretty good.
Because I've been driving around because I'm used to driving in my mom's car. She has, like, a big SUV, and this is smaller.
She's going to insult her mom?
So
my mom's got a big SUV.
I don't know how that's an insult.
Her SUV stands for something.
I haven't gone on the freeway with it yet, but I'm going to do that next weekend. So pretty much today, I just did some driving where I transitioned from
something to look forward to, Mark. She's
going to
drive on the freeway next weekend.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's not going to be able to handle it. You know, there's going to be a video next week. I was too scared. I can't drive up the freeway anymore.
I drove up the freeway and into the LA River, and now I'm dead.
I'd like to see that.
Familiar with Los Angeles. Then, like, there's the city and there's the valley. So I went from the city to
very
the valley.
Very warbly
the valley
today,
back to the
man.
City,
I cannot get over that voice.
Pulled into some random
she neighborhood. Loved that vocal fry.
And it's kind of awkward because I'm going to get out in front of the car. I'm like, I don't know if these people are going to know me. And I pulled into my yellow car, my bright yellow little car.
Wait a minute. The people in this neighborhood don't know that she's the Saphira Fashion?
Everyone fucking knows.
Oh, my God, Steve. Come look at the window. Saphira Fashion. Yes, Saphira Fashion's out filming one of her famous videos outside. She's famous. It'd be like Tom Cruise coming out. But it could be out in front of your house in his Mercedes.
Please, please. Drive by Tom Cruise's house. He'll come out.
I know. Well, he wouldn't be able to see over the fence. He'd have to come out on the other side.
he see his hair. You see hair running. You know he loves running.
I work with this new guy at work, and
he's
like, I want to know if he's there or not, but I can't. I literally can't see over the wall. He's so short, so I have to like get close and like look over, and I see the very top of his head.
But he's probably taller than me, though, right?
No, I think sure he's probably like 5'3" or something. 4".
Really? I'll kick his ass. Have you seen him shorter
really
than me?
Him up.
You're probably exactly my height.
Maybe, I don't know. I can't tell. You know how I feel about short people.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out. I'm going to be like filming the
pass.
Car, which is so awkward. So
I
think I'm going to like embrace the awkwardness. The only thing is, though, I think I had, like, I think I know some people in this neighborhood. This looks kind of familiar to me, so that's a bit worrisome. Anyway, my hair is curly today. I'm on the go. Very natural makeup, you can probably see. But my hair isn't straightened. This is not because I only straighten my hair for videos. It's just because I was in a really big rush today because I wanted to go out before there
was
traffic.
What the fuck is she even talking about?
And I also wanted to get out while it was still light so I could film this video for you guys. So yeah, I'm in the
How hard is it to get out before there's this weather's still light?
Around now, and
I mean, you have sunrise, and there's
like
a lot of time before sunset.
Not in LA, Mark.
So,
you only get an hour of light.
Of that, the car is kind of dirty because, like, you know, it rains, and then, like, there's all the streaks down it. And I was actually going to take it to the car
Can
wash.
Can you skip ahead, man?
It ended up being foggy,
I'm enjoying
and
this.
Foggy
I'm enjoying
this morning,
useless.
But I've never been to the car wash before. Cool toned yellow. It's not really showing up. That bright on camera, but it is pretty bright. Then I've got my keychain over here, which I love. It's got a happy face keychain that it's like plugged in right now. I really like that I can turn on the radio while the car is off.
I really like how your dad made something of himself and has a fucking job and he has enough money to buy his dumb fucking daughter a brand new fucking car.
One of my favorite things about this car, she doesn't do shit except make videos in her room. It's obviously yellow and black, you know, but it's, I love it. Because, like, first off, I'm in a yellow car, right? But then, on top of that, it's yellow on the inside.
Oh, yeah. I have a brand new car myself. Well, I mean, it's like 6 months old now.
You had one on one point. It was brand new.
It's still new. I mean, it looks new.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new car.
But, like, everyone's new cars looks better. Like, it's that weird thing where when you get something, it becomes old hat really quick. And then others are like, man, this new car's way better than mine. Even if it's the same fucking thing.
I wouldn't know. I've never had a new car.
Listen, Mark, I don't know what kind of life success you've had, but...
none. Well, apparently. None at all.
Don't take it out on me. Don't be jealous of me.
Don't take it out.
The 1%ers.
Did I hit you yet?
It's just really awesome.
So we're done with her, man.
Controller or whatever.
What are we still watching?
My car has a radio.
My sunglasses. These are like what I call my futuristic sunglasses. I'll show
them to you
in a
minute. She has Doc Brown sunglasses for Back to the Future 2, okay?
Cup holders. Over here is the passenger seat.
My car has 18 cup holders. Beat that bitch.
Bag, but normally Domo sits there. But this
Domo
is the
Arigato.
Last night I was leaving in a rush. Again, you can see that it's like yellow on the side. I love it. Here's my glove box, but I don't have anything in it yet. And then I have like another glove box down
here. Two glove boxes?
Come on! You need two fucking glove compartments.
No, you are, Mark, a sucker driving around with one glove box.
I know. And mine's packed with shit. Sometimes it pops open.
It's my little mirror. Hi. Then I have another mirror.
Another mirror?
So, this car does not have four doors. It's only a two-door, which I actually really like.
Oh, that's
bolt.
That's fucking...
Yes, I can bring... Friends,
stupid.
You know, I legally can't bring friends with me who are minors until I've had my license for a year, which is in August. And I don't want to break the law, and I'm a
all
little
right.
bit of a
shut the what? Fuck up.
If I had a kid, bitch. There's no way I'm buying a new car for someone who's had the license for a year.
You're
gonna smash it
I
up.
I know. You buy her a fucking regular, you know, a decent used car. You know, don't buy her a piece of shit because you don't want to fall apart, but buy her something decent. Work yourself up to that new car.
Yeah.
Become an actual good driver first. But no, here's a brand new car, and if she smashes it, Daddy's going to say, oh, it's okay, sweetie, it's fine. That's what insurance is for.
We'll get you another
Here's
one.
Another brand new car. This one's yellow, too. Yeah.
I have three yellow cars now. A lot of people I look at the YouTube thing. Tons of people are doing their car tours. I don't know who gives a fuck, but...
Everyone can shut the fuck up.
Next up, we have a mashup of Taylor Swift and Nine Inch Nails.
I got my head, but my head is unraveling. Can't keep control, can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me.
I like it.
Shaking me, turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die. And I want you.
I don't know about this part.
And I want you.
Still, it works.
And I want you.
As I said, I like it. It's good. Who the fuck has the time for this shit?
I don't know.
This who's ever doing this is like so fucking unemployed.
You know, Trent Reznor used to be like a scary dude, and now he's like a straight. He's all like, I guess he was never really scary. It was all an act.
Well, yeah, he's smart. Look at Marilyn Manson. And you know, you come up with a fucking gimmick. It's Kiss. You know, this is what we do. We want to sell shit.
Well,
there's a lot of suckers out there.
Nails and Taylor
Swift. It's good. It's good. I like it. Whoever you are, good job.
Your Taylor Swift is actually a really nice person.
Who cares? Everyone's a fucking nice person. Doesn't mean you have to like them.
That's not true at all.
Well, there's plenty of people. They're fucking nice. It doesn't matter. Like, good. Good for you.
But I'm hating her, is what I'm saying. Whatever. Here's a guy who's at church and he's singing. Mark loves him.
Some of us a little more fearfully than wonderfully.
This guy's name is Mark Fox.
But the fact is, we've been made by God in His love and in His image. And little Marky and I will sing a very special song.
He calls
song.
His penis Little Marky. I don't know why he's singing with his dick out, which is weird, but
in
I mean...
church? For the Lord?
I will praise you, try him fearfully made. All my days
you plan
for me.
You'll notice how he keeps saying fearfully.
Me. And I'll always be a sacrifice of praise.
This guy must work out a lot.
Fearfully and wonderfully
he said fearfully
made.
Again.
I think he's afraid
when
of the gym.
I was made in secret,
he's so scared of his God.
Born.
What kind of religion do you have? Your God, I'm scared shitless of that dude.
You
he looks like, my God looks like a biker.
You
he will kick the shit
thought.
Out of me.
You and that God that we haven't heard from in 2,000 years?
I am.
He hears all my thoughts.
I will praise you. Try you fearfully,
man. Fearfully again.
All my days you plan for
maybe,
me.
Maybe his God is Trent Reznor before he straightened up.
He is sacrificed to praise. Try you fearfully and
fearfully again.
Made.
Maybe he's afraid of Taylor Swift. She's got a lot of power these days.
Secret, you saw me at it for.
What the fuck are you doing?
You plan my days long before I knew them. You hear and understand me. You know by every thought. Your skillful hand has made me
okay.
Who.
I'm scared of death.
That's a blue blood voice, too. I'm scared. You have planned for me.
Oh, this is Little Mark.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I wonder what he's talking about. This is Cox singing now.
I will praise you.
You don't look at this dude and see that he's fucking mentally ill. No one fucking sees that. There's a fucking congregation there that is really enjoying his singing. They're not looking at each other like, I think there's something wrong with this dude.
This guy's got a sizable gun, too.
And wonderfully made.
I'm not even sure what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, it's God. He's afraid of God, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the whole point of that one is. He keeps throwing fearfully around.
You know, speaking of guts,
you got a lot of nerve.
There's this guy at work with a huge gut, and I'm always like,
can I touch it?
Wouldn't that worry you if you had like I'm talking about like a super gut,
a prolific gut.
Yeah.
That's fucking monstrous. Yeah.
You know, and they
I
say
mean, we
that
see them all the
they
time.
They say if you have one like that, that it's basically that you're gonna die. I mean, that's bad.
Okay.
News.
This is I shit you not. I seen a lady once. Her gut was dragging on the fucking floor. You, not a fucking
women,
joke. I've seen that.
Women have that soft guts. Dudes have like the really hard like gut.
Well,
you ever notice
it's
that?
Muscle.
But, you know, they call it a beer gut, but like, there's this dude at work, it's got a huge gut. And I'm like, first of all, how do you even fuck your wife with that gut?
Lift it up.
Like, if you're on top
underneath.
Of her, is there any way your cock can even get it to reach her? Because, like, you're, like, 3 feet above her now.
No. You use it in your lovemaking.
Oh.
That's my technique. I wrap it around her waist to hold it tight.
I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, if I had a gut like that, I'd be really worried. Like, I'm going to die. I better get rid of this gut. But no. It's cool.
It is cool. Everyone likes it. I don't know where you live, man.
Next up, we have a smooth jazz version of Enter Sandman.
Ooh. Yeah. Smooth jazz.
In the video, they're actually showing like a real Metallica concert.
Enter night. Take
Exit
my hand. Nice.
Here comes the
yeah.
The payoff. Yeah.
It is. I like it. Wouldn't you go to a concert like a legit Metallica concert, and it was all like this?
I think they should put an album out like it's just to piss off metalheads.
It probably would.
Metalheads have a real problem with Metallica because they're not metal anymore. Metalheads are pretty much the worst people on earth.
Alright, I got the point. I like it, but we got the point.
That's good. I like that.
It is.
And now it's everyone's favorite morning show, not Michael and whatever, Kathy Lee, whatever the fuck her name is. It's Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Raggy, the Ragoon.
Oh, he's back.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up with Sunny Girl and Raggy.
Good morning, Sunny Girl.
Hey, Raggy, what's happening?
Hey, it's been a long time. Sound like you said, what happened to him? We haven't done nothing.
What happened to
him? You know what? We gotta stop doing that because I get lazy.
Well, I tried to do a video last week, but you weren't feeling so good, so we decided just we'd wait another week.
Yeah,
I don't know why you got a 3-year-old lady under the bus, man.
Hey,
well, most people are
ill. I don't feel good. No, my stomach hurts. I'm sitting on the toilet.
That means
I was sick. I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, you're doing one of these. Bleh, bleh, yeah.
No, but I felt like that.
Oh. Dude, the biggest
loser. So you made a fucking video about your old lady who was fucking sick?
Some of them people lost a lot of weight. Yeah, one guy lost 167
It's funny that they watched the Biggest Loser.
Awesome. I know.
The girl is like 400 pounds in this video.
Awesome.
What's that?
You never get a good look at her, but she's pretty heavy.
They're kind of the same weight, though. They look like they're equivalent.
Our girl at Chicago PD.
I think she's bigger than him.
Really? I don't know about that.
She's just so cool.
He's got one of those guts we were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very handsome. Very handsome gut.
Down and dirty.
Hey,
I think the last video we saw with them, weren't they just talking about fucking TV shows?
I mean, that's their totally new thing.
Cool. They have nothing to fucking talk about.
Fire,
so whatever we did.
And then Chicago the crossover, oh my goodness.
What happened to the fucking tour? I'm waiting. I'm waiting for them to come to my town.
SUV? Or SVU?
SVU.
Thank you.
SVV.
I got my letters back. Special, well, sorry.
SVV, she calls.
It's not a van.
Special victims victim.
That's Safira's mom's truck.
Anyway, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, it was. But the way they ended it, they just let it go, man. We were waiting for the outcome, and it's like, dude, so what's he going to get? Is he going to get manslaughter?
Imagine, Mark, when they come to your town, and then they just start talking about Chicago PD.
Is that what the tour is going to be like?
I don't even know it was a show.
They're gonna tell me about. They're gonna talk about shows that I've never seen before. That's what the tour is gonna be like. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Did you see Top Chef Junior? Oh my! I love that show.
I cannot fucking wait. My son is gonna fucking flip when they come to this town.
Did you see Celebrity Apprentice? Renegade's on there.
I'm hoping they do like puppet porn reviews. That I'd be interested in.
Maybe they'll do like a Did you see Better Call Saul? It's a spin-off of Breaking Bad.
Did that happen already?
Well, in real life, yeah, but not for when we're recording this.
Oh.
But yeah, it started last Sunday and Monday.
Huh. Did you see it?
No. Well, yeah. But in the future from now, but not now. I can't review it yet because I haven't seen it. But when people are listening to this, I've seen it. It's weird.
I know.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. Hey, next up is our friend Kimberly.
I hope I see it.
Who, by the way, goes by Kimberly Ann. So that's what we'll call her from now on. Instead of Kimberly, we'll colloquially call her Zikinski. This is from a couple weeks ago, and she was pissed off about some stuff, and she has five things she was pissed off at.
I gotta say, she must be wearing her makeup different, or it's different lighting or something.
It's like she's got some effect on her.
She's looking all right.
Anyways, here's five things she's pissed off at.
Hey, my YouTube friends, I'm going to do five things that piss me off.
Well, she's a little presumptuous. We're not really friends.
But wait, she's gonna do five things that piss her off, so she's gonna piss herself off?
I'm gonna
punch myself in the face.
I hate when I finger my asshole while I'm masturbating. I'm really not comfortable with that. But it really pisses me off.
But now I'm gonna do it. Watch. I'm like, all right, okay, let's see where you go with this.
I know I told you guys every Thursday I'm gonna be doing what you pisses
did?
Me
I don't
off
remember hearing this.
And it just... It came across my mind that I'm going to say five things that piss me off. So, yeah.
Does she have keys in her pocket? Because what's that jingling?
There's keys
when you text someone and they don't even respond to your text. I mean, I can understand they could be busy doing homework during college, etc.
Not like me, because my
but
friends won't let me.
But they still should respond back, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you say hey to the person and they don't say anything... It's like
I'm willing
it
to
sounds
bet,
like she has like tin foil wrapped around something, and then when she moves
I'm
around,
willing to bet that she texts people like she texts hey to like 30 different dudes.
Hoping that she gets a response.
Who thought, like, oh, she's attractive, I'll go after her. And then she found out she was insane, like, fuck that. She can't even leave the house. She's got a curfew and she's 22 years old.
In my head, when someone ignores me, I either think they don't want to be my friend.
Probably.
Or they just take my guts.
Probably both.
Like,
those.
If they never talk to me again.
Aren't they kind of one and the same?
Yeah.
Okay. I hung out with this guy named Sean. He's just a friend. And we hung out, I think it was January 16th.
She knows the date.
And he just went back to college, which is like 3
Who
and
is
hours
just
away.
A friend, but knows the exact date they hung out?
We hung out on January 16th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. That was 4 hours of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. After we got done hanging out, I never heard from him again.
Well, there's kind of a reason for that.
He doesn't even text me either.
Oh, God.
So it's like, you know, I really have friends. And that's one of the things that pisses me off. You should at least answer someone's text message. I mean, I can understand they could be busy and stuff like that. But
quit hounding me, you psychotic bitch.
You should freaking respond.
Do you see
that.
How delusional she
I'm
is?
I'm just saying this is...
She said earlier that, yeah, I'll think that
lot.
They don't like me or they hate me. But the reason why this guy's not texting me is not that. She, you know, she'll think, yeah, they might do that, but, you know, he's not texting me. You know, she has some reason that, you know, some other made-up imaginary reason that why he's not texting. It's not that, you know, I don't fucking like you. Leave me alone.
This next one is called When My Dad Tells Me to Go to Bed. Keep in mind,
sweetie, come
this
on.
Is a 22, she might even be 23 by now, but 22-year-old woman. Grown-ass woman.
Come to bed with Papa, baby. Come
my
here.
Dad tells me to go to bed. He actually told me to go to bed an hour ago, and he also said don't stay up too late.
Oh,
and
my God.
And it's 12:24 a.m. I can never sleep.
He
I
is
going to
be fucking pissed.
And it's like he's treating me like a little baby. I'm 22 now. You need to realize that. And he used to say in the past, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care how old you are. But it's like, stop treating me like a fucking baby. I'm sorry.
She's smacking her own ass, and it's hot.
It's getting on my
nerves. She
was
apologizing,
I want to at
swears.
Least get somewhere in my life. And he's always got to say, oh, go to bed. Don't stay up too late. And then when I'm up in the morning, he's got to freaking say, why are you up so early? Da 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 da.
Her father, if I don't know how real this is, this could all be in her head. But if this is true,
most of it's in
if
her
it's
head.
True, this father fucking hates her. Go to bed. Why are you up?
The code is I don't ever want to fucking see you. If I'm looking at you at night, go to fucking bed. If I'm looking at you in the morning, why aren't you in bed?
And quit singing shitty cover songs in your room. It's
the
keeping
whole,
us up.
Yeah, his whole point is stay in your fucking room. Go to bed early, sleep really late.
Every time
okay?
he's waking me up, he's always got to open his damn mouth. And that's what pisses me off.
So that's the two. I don't know, she's got other ones like
yeah,
when you get a prank call.
We don't fucking
when someone unfriends you on Facebook, when someone calls you an attention seeker.
She's a crazy person. We all know that. And as I always say, everyone feel really bad for her parents. They have to put up with that shit. All of her complaints, I'm pretty sure, like 95% of that shit is in her head. It's mostly how she perceives it, which I'm sure is not the reality of it.
Anyways, this one is called... The song she's doing is called Someone Like You by Adele. Now,
oh, is this still
apparently
she's Kim?
We have two for Tuesday, two songs by her. Apparently there's some thing called Fusic where it like fuses you singing over the real music video of the artist. So you'll hear Adele in here. I mean, Adele's a really good singer, so you probably don't want to sing over her if you can't sing. But that doesn't stop Kimberly Ann.
I like the contrast.
She's all sad, introspective. My dad told me to go to bed, but then
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now.
I think the Adele part ruins it. Like, Adele's too in tune.
And the thing is, I can barely hear her because all, like, I mean, Adele's kind of overpowering her voice.
Why would you
want to
sing over Adele?
No, you know what it is? She likes that her voice is being overpowered because in her mind, she sounds really good because all she could hear is Adele. That's she like knows she's
standing
singing.
Next to a bodybuilder at the beach. I mean, everyone's going to realize that you're out of shape.
It's all about perspective, man. Your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things.
It looks like she's walking with Adele in this video.
I don't like this. I just want to hear Kimberly. I don't know.
Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold.
Now she's Adele just singing herself.
Will you stop singing? Hide from the light. What the fuck is this?
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hope you see my face and that you be reminded that for me, it is over.
Here comes the chorus over here.
We could stop it after this,
right? Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Shut up! What kind of fucking city?
I wish nothing but the best for you.
Oh.
I remember.
Cheater. She's like, let's Adele do the high notes.
I know. That's bullshit.
By the way,
man.
That's another one of those songs that's really pathetic. Like, the dude left her. This was based in real life. It was like her manager she was dating left her.
Yeah, like, this is a long time ago. I'm married now. I've fucking moved on.
And then she's like, you know what? You don't like me anymore, I guess. Never mind. I'll go find someone just like you. Yeah. Remember when I broke up with you 2 years ago? What the fuck?
Leave me alone.
I don't care that you have a fucking hit record, all right? Adele?
Yeah, listen, I have success of my own.
Yep. And for our second song by Kimberly Ann.
Kimberly Kim.
Someone told, her friend Megan, who apparently is her only friend, told her to do My Prerogative by Britney Spears, which is a cover of the Bobby Brown song.
A cover of a cover.
Condolences
like
to Bobby Brown and his daughter, who may be dead by now. I don't know.
Is it Bobby Brown? I know the daughter might be dead.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is
she dead? I don't know. She wasn't dead at the time of this recording, but she might be by the time. It seems like she will be. So.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
And how weird is that? Like, she died in the bathtub just like her mom?
Well, it's not weird. She probably did it on purpose.
I guess.
It was by design.
Mm. People can take everything away from you, but they can't never take away your truth. But the question is, can you handle mine?
Because it's
imaginary. They say I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
That's
my prerogative. They say I'm nasty.
Where's Dorney Park?
But I don't know. Getting boys is how I live. Some ask me questions. Why am I so real?
I bet you people take girls to Dorney Park and the nickname is Horny Park.
I really don't need a deal about my sister. Trying hard to make it right. Not long ago.
Why is she like an Indian dog?
Before I won this fight, everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Where she lived, it was Ash Wednesday.
I don't need permission.
That's coming up, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming up.
That's my prerogative.
Oh, come on. She couldn't sing that part?
It's my prerogative.
She can't hit high notes, Mark. She knows her limitations.
I can do what I want
to
do.
Yeah, Mark, Ash Wednesday's coming, so you have to pretend you don't eat meat on Fridays.
I don't even bother. I don't bother pretending anymore. I just don't.
Don't get me wrong. I'm really not souped. Ego trips are not my thing.
Yeah, she's good.
All the strange relationships.
Sheeps.
Really gets me down.
Relationships?
I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
She feels it so strongly.
I don't need permission.
Her dad's not letting her live.
That's my prerogative.
Her friend has her peg. She's like, this song would be perfect for you.
I know.
Perfect.
You're crazy, and your parents are telling you what to do.
And now for the song of the week, the song by Dave Loggins. I don't know if he's Kenny Loggins' brother. He might be. I don't know.
Probably a relation.
Most people, when you hear celebrities the same name, a lot of times they're related.
Yeah.
Like Jenny McCarthy and the fat one.
And Fatty McCarthy. They're both related. They're both
McCarthys.
Cousin,
they're cousins. Kissing cousins. Anyway, this is...
I do not want
to
see that.
This is a tune called Please Come to Boston.
And I'm going to say no. I've been to Boston. You know, it's nice there. A lot of the people there are fucking assholes.
Funny, because the woman he writes to or talks to on the phone says no.
Yeah, they're assholes over there. He's
come to Boston for the springtime.
Ira, come to Ira, Boston.
Staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Tommy is over there.
The oh, you can sell. Don't worry, you don't. You love a job here. You can sell shit on the sidewalk. I hope they have a job soon at the cafe.
Please come to Boston.
She sounds like an ill-conceived move.
Will you come home to me?
Will you just come
he's
home?
This guy's got a lot going for him.
Like she's like, listen. You don't have any work in Boston. Get the fuck home. Let's go. Let's be smart.
Yeah, no one like you.
I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Who's from Tennessee?
He is, Dave Loggins.
He's the number one fan of himself.
No, she's the number one. Now he wants her to move to Denver. Like, last week was Boston. Now it's Denver. Move up
in. He's got like all these crazy get rich quick schemes. You know, he's traveling all over the country trying to find work. And throw I
love you echo. What do you want to bet that he still lives across town from her and he's just pretending? I'm in Boston, baby. And then
lie away. Ooh, maybe he has like he's, that's his wife, but he's one of those dudes who has like three other families.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know I travel for work. I'm sorry.
And he just asked her to come, but because he knows she won't, she's got a good job.
Come on, no, take a vacation.
Why'd she
come
move here? He ran the boy, why
don't you settle down? Denver don't you like it when people ask you, like, offer you shit because they know that you're going to say no?
Yeah.
You should always trip them up and say yes at some point.
Hey, listen, something's free, I'm taking it.
See them fucking scramble.
It's like Google Play always has free albums of the week. Like, a couple months ago, I downloaded the Frozen soundtrack because it was free.
Eh, hey, why not?
I never listened to it, but I have
free,
it.
Free, yeah. Might come in handy.
Yeah, if I ever, like, date an 8-year-old.
Yeah, listen, those impressed. Frozen movies are really good.
There's only one of them.
Yeah. But I've seen them multiple times, so, I don't know.
You thought it was different movies, you don't even know.
Well, there's so many subtle differences, you don't see it the same way twice.
Any nudity in Frozen? That's what I really want to know.
Well, you know how you freeze frame shit? And you go frame by frame? Yeah, a lot of that. Mostly cock and balls, though. But it's still nudity. It's
now this fucker's in L.A.
California life alone is just too hard to build.
I'm a bad match of this fucking guy.
Have you asked someone to come with you four times and they keep saying no when you just give up?
I'm gonna ask you once.
Listen to
Nell. Honestly, if I'm feeling desperate, I might ask a second time. But that is fucking.
Listen, if you live in LA, you might see like Jennifer Aniston walk by you.
That is true. I mean, you hang out in LA, you're gonna see a celebrity at some point. Go to those fancy restaurants. Go to the Ivy.
I've always thought about it. Never mind, we're out of time. Go to HotShotWizKids.com.
Yes, HotShotWizKids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. Don't move anywhere. I'm the number one fan of the man.